Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, tomorrow and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry, it ends Saturday, valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right for you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. After being traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder, Taj Gibson joined the Bernstein and Golf Show right here on The Score.
You lose one of the key opponents. You're a captain by the helm. You lose Tom Thibodeau. That's always tough. But when you lose a lot of pieces that helps you get to where you're going, it's always going to be a little rocky.
You can hear that entire interview at 670thescore.com. So the Bulls did complete a trade earlier today with the Thunder, sending Taj, Doug McDermott, and a second-round pick in 2018 to the Thunder for Cameron Payne, Joffrey LaVerne, and Anthony Morrow. Elsewhere today in the NBA, the Sixers sent Nerlens Noel to Dallas for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a first-round pick. Houston sent KJ McDaniels to the Nets and Tyler Ennis to the Lakers. And the Bulls are back in action tomorrow night to open up the season after the All-Star break. They host Phoenix at the United Center. In hockey, the Blackhawks begin a 4-game homestand tonight when they host Arizona. Puck drops at 7:30. The Hawks are currently 5 points behind Minnesota with 22 games to go in the regular season. Earlier today, they signed goalie Jeff Glass to a 2-year deal. Major League Baseball, White Sox third baseman Todd Harrelson, he's day-to-day with an oblique injury, although Skipper Ricky Renteria said he was feeling much better today. They're still going to be cautious with the veteran player. The Sox will be retiring Mark Burley's number on June 24th. And the Cubs have said that Mike Montgomery and Rob Zastrzyzny will start their split squad games on Saturday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. The Chicago Steel take the ice on Friday and Saturday nights at the Fox Valley Ice Arena in Geneva. Affordable family fun entertainment starting at $10. Visit ChicagoSteelHockeyTeam.com for tickets. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score, and online at 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Riverfront Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
With Gar, what Gar's job security is fine in your eyes? And secondly, a question for both of you guys. Have you been told by the Reinsdorfs, either one of them, that, you know, that you brought up the word unacceptable, that this is unacceptable, and that your job security has a shelf life because of what's gone on? I mean, you only get a certain amount of coaches and a certain amount of core players. And
we haven't discussed that at all.
Not throughout the year that hasn't been brought
to
either?
No, and as far as I heard, someone told me tonight there was a report that Gar's job is in jeopardy. It's not. So that just... Because, you know, I can point to, we've had one bad year. I can point to a lot of really good years that where we built something from scratch. And I also think that we have confidence we're gonna get it right. That's the way it is. Jerry and Michael obviously have the ultimate decision, but and they'll talk at the appropriate time, I'm sure. But Gar and I are going into this believing that we're gonna get this thing done.
The show goes on.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
John Paxson, last year, right? At the end of last year.
Wow. If you're just getting in your car, the Bulls are still ass. Welcome into the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and watch 670thescore.com. Still waiting for Gar Forman and John Paxson to address the assembled media over there at the Advocate Center. I believe that they're at the Advocate Center. They have to be. They're going to hold a group press conference where they will be asked questions by Joe Cowley and Vincent Goodwill, Casey Johnson, our own David Schuster, and the assembled Bulls media on where's the direction? What's the direction? What's the plan? How are you executing said plan? Because if you're just tuning in, if you've been away from the Redidio all day long and you haven't been close to a computer, Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, and a conditional pick.
I saw one said conditional 2018, another said a second round pick. Maybe there's some sliding scale or protections on a 20, whatever.
Are going to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Cameron Payne.
How did the Bulls give up a pick in this?
They don't need them.
Aren't you trying to stockpile picks? Don't you want picks?
They've got enough young guys. I mean, if you listen to Adrian Wojnarowski in the Vertical, obviously they don't need picks because Adrian Wojnarowski said on his podcast that the Bulls, there was a chance that the Bulls were able to get the two Brooklyn picks from Boston in exchange for Jimmy Butler, and they balked at it because there wasn't enough veteran representation. They wanted some of their core. They wanted some of their players, their ready-made players. They didn't want a couple of those picks, if you were to believe Adrian Wojnarowski, which
I don't see why
you wouldn't believe Adrian Wojnarowski.
If Danny Ainge says, hey, you know, we got these draft picks. No. Forget it. I don't want to hear about your draft picks.
Tell me about
Smart. Jay Crowder. That's what we really want to talk about here. I want to hear about Marcus Smart and Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder. That's everybody's got to go bad. And I'm not that guy. I'm not fire everybody guy.
Right.
But if you're really at the point where this Bulls team would rather add bodies than actually spin the wheel in this lottery.
And think about what they did to get Doug McDermott, who they have given up on now after a couple of years. They traded 2 first rounders and 3 second rounders to get Doug McDermott. So they traded 5 picks to move up and get a guy that they are giving up on now 2 years afterwards. That is a fail. That is a fail. But hey, Cameron Payne is coming back. Now you've got 5 point guards on the roster.
And none of them can shoot.
One of them kind of, but they don't like him.
Who, Isaiah?
Too stinky.
No, he's just bad.
And stinky. He's from the SIP. Mississippi.
What are they doing? M-I,
curculator, I, humpback. Yeah.
What? They doing? Who are they? Right now, you asked this question off the air.
Who are they doing or what are they doing?
Who are the best players on the Bulls, right?
Yeah. Dwayne
and Jimmy.
Jimmy. Robin.
Is Robin Lopez right now the third best player on the Bulls?
Right? Doesn't he have to be?
I guess. Okay.
No, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here. Because Taj is gone. All right, let me pull up the old. This is one of those things where we're going to look back on it like 10 years from now and be like, remember?
Three
remember
alphas.
Right, exactly. Remember that 2016, 2017 Bulls team? It's like the 2000 draft where you look back and you see Jerome Owusu's name. You're like, what the hell happened there?
Oh, yeah, that guy, Jerome Owusu.
So, Nico Mirotic, Bobby Portis, Robin Lopez. Oh, you know who's going to eat? Chris Felicio. Ooh, Brazilian Shaq is about to have a party out there now.
Brizak.
Jimmy Butler, Paul Zipser, Rajon Rondo, Isaiah Cannon, Michael Carter-Williams, Jerian Grant, Cameron Payne, Luke, Scotty,
Robert Chief,
and Dwayne Wade, and Denzel Valentine. So you got a lot of big college old guys. And
let's get an opinion from somebody who's out of market. We'll see if we get some out-of-town smart or out-of-town stupid here. This is Alex Novick of SportingNews.com.
Okay.
You ready? The headline, Bulls trade with Thunder returns players who have been uniquely terrible this year.
It's a good start.
The Bulls pulled off a curious trade before Thursday's deadline, which sent Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, and a 2018 second-round pick to the Thunder in exchange for three OKC reserves, Cameron Payne, Anthony Morrow, and Joffrey Laverne. Forget the fact that Chicago traded away two solid players with skill sets well-suited for the receiving end of many Russell Westbrook assists. Let's focus on the package the Eastern Conference's number 7 seed received. The centerpiece for the Bulls here appears to be 22-year-old Cameron Payne. However, the second-year Murray State product wasn't exhibiting much value other than as Westbrook's dance partner. Payne's 6.1 player efficiency rating is tied for the worst in the NBA among players averaging at least 15 minutes per game.
There it is.
The Bulls now have the league's 2 worst in PER. Payne's co-bottom feeder is rookie forward Paul Zipser. Additionally, hey, I'm just getting started.
Just collecting them.
Additionally, Payne's 33.1 field goal percentage would be third worst of any player topping that 15-minute-per-game plateau. The point guard averages just 4.5 assists in 36 minutes and will be hard-pressed to help Chicago much in a playoff run, if ever. But what about sharp-shooting Anthony Morrow? After Morrow famously changed up his shooting stroke last season to get it off quicker, his accuracy has disappeared. The 9-year vet is shooting a brutal 29.4% from deep this season, and his 3-point percentage has actually dipped each of the last 3 years. That's even tougher to stomach considering Morrow is the only qualifying player in the NBA who averages fewer than 1 rebound and 1 assist per game this season. In his current state, he won't do much to improve Chicago's league worst 3-point percentage of 31.6.
All right.
I'm not done. But Joffrey Laverne is a talented big with
King Joffrey Jovert
with some upside, right? Well, not if you hope to get anything resembling what you'd envision a big man to be. This season, Laverne is on pace to be the only qualifying center since Mehmet Okur in 07-08 to post a rebound rate worse than 15% and a block rate worse than 1%. In layman's terms, the 6'11 Frenchman has blocked only 6 shots all season and is 33rd out of 44 qualifying centers in rebounds per 36 minutes. At 25 years old, Laverne probably is what he is when it comes to being a rebounder and rim protector, and he's not exactly lighting it up at 45.5% shooting from the field. You'd have to wonder if the Bulls could have gotten a better return for a draft pick, a 25-year-old sharpshooter, and a proven tough defensive presence who can score and rebound, or at least better than 3 guys paving the way in 2016-17 NBA futility with their own unique styles.
Only the Bulls. Only the Bulls. Only the one and only Chicago Bulls. Stephen Elgin, that was for you. Stephen Elgin, who earlier in the show was trying to talk himself into thinking that this was a decent trade, and we had to check Steve.
I got to get this.
He had to check himself before he wrecked himself.
I have to text this link to my kid.
Yeah, because your kid is Stephen Elgin.
Damn now.
Right now. Yeah. Yes.
I like the trade.
Dude. This is
I don't feel good.
I feel a little sick. My tummy hurts.
Right. Like, if you're a Bulls fan, there's nothing for you. You don't have a home. You don't have a friend. You know what you should do?
What?
You should go the route of when the coach went to go coach the New Orleans Saints and all those Bears fans, those dumbass Bears fans were calling up this station talking about, I'm going to go somewhere else. There were a lot of us last year
I'll
were like, you know what?
I'm going to go
watch Timberwolves basketball.
I'll never forget that Dave once that had me in his, Burnsy, come here. He calls me up to his office. Why are they saying that they're going to be Saints fans? I mean, come on. Dave, I'm like, I had to explain. They love that guy a lot.
Right.
Like, you don't realize
our guy, Dave wants that, by the way. You can hear him in the mornings.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. I mean, how can they say that?
Well, yeah. Dave, it's the coach.
Just don't worry about it, man.
Yeah. If you're a Bulls fan, what are the Bulls? Were they 57 games in, Shep and Chris? 57? Were they 28 and 29, something like that right now? You have 25 games to figure out what you're going to do with your playoff time this year. All right? Use it wisely. Maybe the Bulls in the playoffs. Maybe they're not with this trade. Somebody texted earlier how, man, this is a tank win situation. They've gotten worse, and they're going to fall out of the playoffs. All right, now, tanking doesn't mean getting the 9th or 10th pick. Tanking means being a top 4 or 5 pick and getting yourself a real game changer. So the Bulls are 28 and 29. If I'm not mistaken, that is 57 games. They have 25 games left in this season. While you're trying to grind your way through every possession of Bulls basketball, find a damn team that you can watch in the Eastern or Western Conference for these playoffs. All right? That's your only job as a Bulls fan. Because I don't know how you could sit back and think that this is cool, how you could sit back and enjoy anything that's going on. Like I said, if you're sharing this time with your son or your daughter and you're like, we just watch Bulls games, that's our thing to do, hey, don't begrudge you. But everybody else, you got no damn excuse.
Mario in Hyde Park, you're on the score. What's up?
Man, what's up, fellas?
What's
up? Man, you got to be bleeping me that this is the best that they could do for Taj Gibson, and they gave away every pick available to those dummies to get McDermott, and they let him go too, and they gave them somebody. How do you give a hostage up? That's so stupid. This is crazy. Anybody watching them these next 25 games, God bless you. I'm going to watch the Bucks, and I'm going to hope that Cleveland runs through everybody just so people can see what basketball looks like. And last thing, I thought about this today. I had the pleasure of watching for 6-7 years maybe the greatest stretch of basketball this city, well, clearly, the greatest stretch of basketball this city has ever seen with the Bulls and Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson and Scotty and all that. For all of the faults and all of the crazy and all of the rock and roll circus atmosphere and all that, they were a legit basketball team that made moves to keep them good and sustain that greatness for a long time. These dudes, Carr Foreman, come on, man. This is a joke. I'm straight on the Bulls. Thanks. I'm straight, though. I'm straight on that.
Thanks, Bart.
Uh-oh. Don't
only
do it.
The Bulls.
Oh, don't do it, Chris.
Only the one and only Chicago Bulls.
Not only on the floor.
We're bad.
Who can set the plan on fire? Only the Bulls. Who can make a fan retire? Only the Bulls.
Now he's freestyling. James and Antioch,
who's
you're on the score.
Who's never going to bring another title here?
I'm sorry.
James, what's happening?
Evening, fellas. So, Jay, this is nothing to do with you on this one. I just wanted to say, Dan, yes. I want to say thank you. I never thought I would actually say that. I saw this trade, and I was like, okay, I haven't been watching a lot of basketball. This looks really stupid, to put it politely. And I'm speechless. I mean, at least I got the reassurance that I'm not a complete basketball moron.
Well, you still are, James.
Well, I probably am, but at least I know this is a bad trade.
Yeah, it doesn't. That article is really dispiriting.
That's
isn't
awesome
it?
Awesome stuff. Who was this again?
Is that
Alex Novick?
Yeah, I just tweeted it out. If you want to read, because I had a bunch of people via text like, hey, I got to read that. And I did text it to my kid. So.
You going to get the crying emoji?
Well, I did like the
middle finger emoji back from your kid.
Again? Yeah, it's just uniquely terrible players.
Yeah, that itchy sensation in the old ball sack is back for you, the Bulls fans.
You're very balls-obsessed today.
Itchy balls. Captain Itchy Balls.
In Rogers Park, this is Mike. He's on the score.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
Couple of things. First, you were mentioning yesterday about rib tips. Go to Limbs and get your rib tips off of 75th and Prairie.
All right.
And the other thing is, I used to drive the bus up in Evanston a lot. I'm known as Bus Driver Mike. I've been with you guys since day one in 1992, and I don't know.
By chance, did you drive the 204? Because that used to be
I go the 201, the 202, the 204, the 205, the 206. I probably took you to drop you off at Evanston.
Of course,
he drive
did.
Every damn
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, he did. My man Mike.
Yeah,
you're paints on the street. Evanston.
Stop it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I saw your girl up at Harold's on 87th Street, and she wouldn't take my debit card.
Which one? Oh, not my girl, but the girl that works at Harold's.
Yeah.
I was about to say. Yeah, unless I need to find out that my lady's moonlighting as a Harold's cashier. Yeah, well, you know.
The card was no good. I said, no, it's got money on it.
Well, you know, man, they just want cash in
there. All right, give us a quick Bulls talk because we're up against it, Mike.
Me and Mr. Bernstein have went back and forth a couple of times on the Bulls management. And once again, I'm proven right. They don't have no clue what they're doing. They give away their players without getting any compensation for them. And I'm really disappointed this time. A lot of my friends have really just fall back. They don't tell me they don't watch the Bulls anymore. And we're diehard Bulls fans. I guess I'll have to go break out the VHSs and watch what the Bulls used to be, because it's not going to be like that again for a long time.
All right, Mike. Agreed, Mike. Thanks. Yeah. If people missed Taj Gibson's appearance with us, you are going to hear from him again in just a bit. So keep it here. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
The Score is celebrating 25 years as the voice of the fan. It couldn't have continued for 25 years without you, the Score listener. Thank you, Chicago. From Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. If you're going to challenge critics to prove you cheated, my best advice would be to make sure you're not cheating. 4 years ago, Ole Miss pulled in arguably the greatest recruiting class turnaround in college football history. An afterthought of the SEC, somehow the Rebels reeled in a top five recruiting class and the number one player in the nation in Robert Kimdiche. But when other coaches started grumbling about how the heck they pulled that one off, Hugh Freeze challenged them. He tweeted out the email address of the Ole Miss Compliance Department and said, "Find us the evidence." Guess what? Yeah, the NCAA started getting a whole lot of tip-offs. Today we know there's a whole bunch of penalties for Ole Miss, and even the Rebels are now taking themselves out of the postseason this upcoming season. So, if you're cheating, don't ask other people to prove it, because they will. I'm DA.
Hey everyone, it's Auto Show time, and that means you've got to see my guys at Sunrise Chevy in Glendale Heights. They've got over 300 new Chevys all priced with special Auto Show incentives, and there's incredible savings like 0% financing for 72 months on 2016 Chevys, or lease the new 2017 Chevy Equinox for just $199 a month, sign and drive with no money down. Sunrise Chevrolet, they really are the bright way to buy. Check them out online at sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason sent you. On select vehicles to qualified buyers, 36-month lease. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
For the ones who get it done.
All right there, friends. If you're going to use DirecTV Now, which is a new streaming service that just launched, let me tell you about all the stuff you're going to miss out on. Now, if you're an Xfinity user like I am, you're good. Your entertainment will not be limited like it will be if you have DirecTV Now. Did you know with DirecTV Now, you can't watch your favorite CW or CBS programming? You don't get the Channel 2 news, which is the best news in the city. There's no CBS football games. That means if your favorite team is playing, let's say the Bears, on a CBS game, you're not going to be able to stream it on DirecTV Now. There's also no NFL streaming on mobile devices. Sunday Ticket, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone. There's no downloading your content to watch on the go. With no DVR, you can't record your shows to watch on your own time. With DirecTV Now, you only have 72 hours to watch your show before it goes away. And sometimes you don't get to a show within 3 days because life is busy. With no DVR, you cannot pause or rewind live TV. And on DirecTV Now, you can only stream on up to 2 devices. Now listen to this. With Xfinity, you can stream on up to 5 different devices at the same time. With Xfinity, you can take your content on the go. Live TV, video on demand, and DVR with the Xfinity TV app. The Xfinity TV app is the best app, I'm telling you, and it's my favorite app on my phone. First of all, the app is free, and the service is included at no extra cost. And with Xfinity, you get access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide, so no need to use your data. I'm telling you, Xfinity not only is the best in-home entertainment, it's the best entertainment on the go, and it's the best value. You've got to get Xfinity. Stay away from DirecTV Now. If you have it, dump it, switch to Xfinity. Call them right now at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, tomorrow and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry, it ends Saturday. Valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot 3 of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday, Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver, I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday. Don't miss the new reality thriller, Hunted. 18 ordinary people on the run.
We can't stay in one spot.
We gotta get out of here.
They'll try to elude expert hunters.
My team is from the Navy SEALs, the CIA, U.S. Marshals.
We'll find them.
In a high-stakes game of hide and seek.
We are safe as long as we don't make a silly mistake.
My instinct is telling me something ain't feeling right.
Move in.
Let's go.
Hunted. New episode, CBS Wednesday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. We start with a big trade in the NBA and your Chicago Bulls and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Bulls sending Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott, and a second-round pick in 2018 for Cameron Payne, Joffrey LaVerne, and Anthony Morrow. Taj Gibson joined the boys earlier today, and they will replay that interview right after I am done. Elsewhere in the NBA today, the Sixers, they sent Nerlens Noel to Dallas for Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a first-round pick. Houston sent KJ McDaniels to the Nets and Tyler Ennis to the Lakers. The Bulls are back in action tomorrow night after the end of the All-Star break as they host Phoenix. In hockey, the Blackhawks begin a four-game homestand this evening when they host Arizona. Puck drops at 7:30. The Hawks are 5 points behind Minnesota with 22 games left in the regular season. Earlier today, they signed goalie Jeff Glass to a two-year deal. Major League Baseball, White Sox third baseman Todd Harrelson, he's day-to-day with an oblique injury. Today, skipper Ricky Renteria said he's doing much better, but they're going to be cautious with the veteran third baseman. The Sox will be retiring Mark Burley's number on June 24th. And the Cubs have said that Mike Montgomery and Rob Zastrzyzny will start their split squad games on Saturday. Remember, coming up next, Taj Gibson with Bernstein and Goff. Now at CC's, take your taste buds on a ride with three new pizzas. Kansas City Pulled Pork Barbecue, Santa Fe Chicken, and the Philly Cheesesteak. All three part of the Unlimited Buffet for just five and change. Available for a limited time. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by CeCe's. Now at CeCe's, take your taste buds on a ride with three new pizzas. Kansas City Pulled Pork Barbecue, Santa Fe Chicken, and Philly Cheesesteak. All three part of the Unlimited Buffet for just five and change. Available for a limited time.
We are now joined on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family. Grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight by... Well, this is weird to say. Former Bulls power forward Taj Gibson on the score. Hello, Taj.
Hello, guys.
You're the last one from an era past, Taj. It seems like yesterday was 2011 and you guys were fighting it out for the Eastern Conference Championship. If you had to summarize your Bulls tenure, your time in front of these fans, what would it be?
It would be a lot of smiles and some good enthusiasm and some fun times.
What do you think this organization is heading with, not just the move that they made with you, but some of the things that they did this offseason? We hear rebuilding and younger and athletic, and then Dwayne Wade and Rajon Rondo end up on these shores. Where's this organization headed right now?
I can't really speculate. I'm just like you. I'm just one piece to a puzzle that's trying to figure out myself, but hopefully they're working for the better. Just being a former Bull, I'm always going to be a Bull at heart.
You did everything that was asked of you at every step, and I remember in the draft when you arrived, you know, it was James Johnson, and you were like, well, who's this guy, you know, this overage kid who's in college all this time? I said, okay. And you just never stopped working and coming up with new aspects to your game every season you showed up. Is there any frustration that after all this time and all this work that the Bulls didn't get closer to winning a title?
At times it's rough, but at the same time, the one good coach always told me, enjoy the ride. We went through a lot of rides, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of injuries, and I enjoyed the ride, man. We went through a time in Chicago where we were winning a lot of games, and the city was buzzing. So I can't ever just take a negative aspect from it, because I was wearing a Bulls jersey, and it was one of the best times of my life.
Where did this turn? Was it the injuries? Was it the coaching change? Because, I mean, this just isn't the same, and you know it. And you, like Dan said, you're a good soldier. You go out there and you work your ass off every night. But the energy isn't the same. The feeling isn't the same from 5 or 6 years ago. Where, if you had to pinpoint one or two things or moments in time while you've been here, where did this thing turn to what it is now?
That's a number of things. You lose one of the key opponents. You're captain out of the helm. You lose Tom Thibodeau. That's always tough. But when you lose a lot of pieces that helps you get to where you're going, it's always going to be a little rocky.
Was the writing on the wall when guys on that bench mob that you were a part of started to be dispersed around the NBA and assistant coaches started to go elsewhere? Did you kind of get, you know, down to the nitty gritty of the business of basketball and say to yourself, okay, this is happening now?
What assistant coaches you mean?
Well, Ron Adams, guys like that who were on that bench who no longer were there.
Yeah, it was rough, but we still had Tibbs. We still had Tibbs. Tibbs, if you don't, that's the one thing. Most people don't know how Tibbs coaches. Tibbs is the day-to-day coach. Everybody else, all the rest of his assistants are just mostly guys who are, you know, training you, preparing you for the game. They do walkthrough, but as far as everything else, Tibbs is the everything up for the team. He scouts, he does everything. So, us losing a couple head assistant coaches weren't too bad, because the simple fact of the matter is Tibbs is the whole thing, the whole package.
Was there ever an increasing issue with not knowing whether the front office was meddling, for lack of a better word? And we had all heard stories about somebody saying, well, you know, don't talk to this guy, or if he's around, don't say this, don't let him hear you talking to somebody. You know, I think it's probably too dramatic to use the word paranoia, but I guess uncertainty as to maybe who was on whose side. Did that ever start to creep in?
I don't know. At times it may get a little tricky, but I was a guy that I talked to everybody, so I never really felt that kind of way. Maybe some of the other guys felt that way, but it wasn't like that with me.
How have you seen Jimmy Butler grow as a leader in the last couple of years?
In the last couple of years, he's grown up a lot. He's always been that kind of guy ever since he's been a rookie. He's real vocal, but at the same time, he was under a guy like Tibbs who brought guys up a certain kind of way. Like he didn't just let you play in the game. He really trained. He made sure you trained a lot, made sure you were in tuned into the game and tuned into the team system before he let you go out there and play. If you messed up, he won't let you play, and you will learn from that. So he knew how to bring guys along slowly.
Well, and then Jimmy, as he grew as a star, also grew vocally when he told Fred Hoiberg, Coach Harder, when he maybe said, yeah, I'll say some of this stuff, I'd rather run isolations. And there were some game planning changes that were made to accommodate Jimmy's game. Do you think Fred has a fair shot here? Do you think he has a fair chance? I mean, I know you've talked a lot about Tom Thibodeau, and that says a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious going forward what you think about is Fred going to be okay?
Don't get it twisted. I'm a big time Fred Hoiberg fan. It's just two different coaches. It's just two different styles of coaching. Fred is a player's coach. Fred lets you get a couple chances to make your mistakes and let you adjust as a player. Tibbs was not like that, and that sometimes it hurt certain kind of players' morale. So every player wasn't able to adjust to Tibbs. Only the tough and only the strong was able to play. Well, some guys in the NBA really need to be walked along certain ways, and Fred gives guys a lot more chances, and that sometimes is great in the building process of young players. And a lot of times it helped this team early in the year. A lot of times it didn't. But like I said before, Tibbs coached in the NBA for almost 20-plus years as an assistant. He learned how to deal with different guys' emotions. He coached for a long time. Fred coached, but he was a player first. So then when he finally did coach, he was coaching college players. Totally different from NBA players. For a guy that's to be thrown into fire with NBA players, veterans that won rings and things like that, it's tough. People understand how tough that is, and he's still going to make his mistakes, but he's still learning. He's a true, ultimately good coach that knows the game, far as offensively and different things like that. Sometimes people don't give him enough credit.
The moment that happened earlier this year between Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade, and then all of a sudden Rajon Rondo chimed in on Instagram. You mentioned Tom Thibodeau a lot in this interview, and it's obvious through not only your hard work, but, you know, the development of him as a coach and developing you as a player. You know, do you think that would have happened under Tom Thibodeau?
First off, Tom didn't let us talk to the media. He always told us, let's be honest with you, he always made sure we didn't talk to the media like that. He always told us not to give you guys anything.
He sent out a text like once a week, like, hey, make sure you're eating right and don't talk to the media.
He, never said, you never text. He had to come into the meeting. It'll be like we're going into war. Like, it'll be like a real war movie. Like, he'll come. It'll be a dark room. Have the screen. He'll have the video playing. He'll be like, don't give them anything. They're not your friends. He'll be coming in. Like, they're not your brothers. Not your friends. They're not nothing. Only thing you got here is us. Don't give him anything.
So what does Fred come in the room? Does Fred come in the room like with a media member introducing people? Because it's a totally different atmosphere now.
Fred, he'll say his two pieces, but then I think Tibbs will make it seem, well, he'll put more emphasis. Like, if you do talk to him, I'm going to see you outside and we're going to deal with this. it's crazy, but he always knew that if he read something, he would have justified it. He'd let you know, like, hey. Like, his attitude was different. It was just two different attitudes.
You know,
two different.
Taj, I maybe you're best equipped to answer this question because you're in the situation you're in and you've seen it from the inside. My concern as a Bulls observer and a guy who grew up as a kid, a Bulls fan, is that I always want to know from my teams that they're doing everything they can do to try to win a title. That everything, that every move that they make, even if it's a small move, somehow incrementally could get them closer to winning a championship. Are they doing that? Are the Bulls? I think they're happy with an arena full of people, like you say, entertaining and buzzing, and people love watching Jimmy play. Are they trying to win a title?
You gotta look at the play. You gotta look at the personnel. Of course, they're trying to win a title, but at the same time, you gotta look at what we have. You gotta look at the teams that the team plays. Team is capable of doing well. The team does good against the effortless echelon teams. Beat the Cavs. Beat a number of good teams. So when you look at the lower teams in the rankings, the standings, the level isn't there. That comes from having the lack of competitiveness on a night-to-night basis, or sometimes just having a lack. But far as having, like, you got to look at Golden State years ago. You never thought they would be a championship-level team. You know, they had some pieces until they started shocking people and letting people know that they're ready to play this year. Same thing with the Bulls. It just depends on the team believing and the team understanding what they had to do and guys knowing their role.
You've been in this city for close to a decade now, and your world gets turned upside down. I don't know if you were, you know, aware that this might happen, or you knew it might happen in the last couple of days or so. But walk us through, for guys and girls who haven't had their world turned upside down like this, what happens now? Like, I'm sure you've been in contact with the Thunder. Do you get on a plane tonight? What happens with your home? What happens with your cars? Like, do they set you up in a place? Like, what happens logistically from now until, I don't know, the next few days where you get settled?
Well, first, my world doesn't really get turned upside down. I'm still blessed. I'm still making a nice salary. So my world is still good. Second, you have to look at it like you're just going to a new school or like going into a new classroom. It's just like that. I'm going to have to get readjusted with the coaching staff, readjusted with the players, known different guys' strengths and attitudes. But as far as just the move itself, I'm going to try to pack up as much things as I can and coordinate with the Thunder, which they already told me they're taking care of my living expense and everything like that.
They sending the private jet out for you?
Yeah, you and Dougie getting the private jet, huh?
Yeah, me and Doug getting a private jet. It should be fun.
Well, now Doug will have the best haircut in all of Oklahoma City.
Oh, man. I'm just excited for him, but just trying to keep his spirits high because at the same time, I know he's still young and he's still understanding the game and how the NBA works. So I think it should be good for him too.
Taj, you've been a pro's pro, yeah. On the court, off the court.
And straight up with me every time I've been in that locker room.
And I know there are a lot of Bulls fans who I'm seeing right now on the text lines and on Twitter who want us to be the conduit to express their thoughts and thanks for everything that you have given as a Bull. And I wish you success. And I'm sorry that you couldn't have been part of a parade here, but you turned yourself into a heck of an NBA player.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, guys. I would love to be a part of the parade here. Some good times, a lot of good wins. The city was buzzing over a number amount of years of our wins and the playoff push. That would be one of the brightest spots in my career. But, hey, life goes on, and Chicago will still always be one of my homes. So looking forward to seeing you guys in the future.
Safe travels, Taj. Best of luck.
All right, guys. Take care.
The Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Does your business?
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Recommended his son contact David to secure the financing on his home. Alec naturally didn't follow his father's recommendation and contacted the supposed mortgage expert at his local bank, which was an extremely bad move. After spending a week not getting his calls returned or emails answered, Alec followed his father's recommendation and called David, and is happy he did because David answered his questions and helped Alec secure the mortgage on his first home. If you are purchasing a home, there's only one lender to call, and that lender is David Hochberg. For low rates and closing costs, which are at least $1,000 lower than other lenders who advertise, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License E4358, NMLS 191.
Run to Old Navy tomorrow and Saturday for the year's biggest denim deal. 2 days only, all jeans are 50% off. That's right, tomorrow and Saturday, all jeans are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. But you better hurry, it ends Saturday. Valid 224 and 225, excludes clearance.
This week
in music history.
This week in 1980, Bon Scott, AC/DC frontman, was pronounced dead on arrival at a hospital after a heavy night's drinking. This week in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne was arrested in San Antonio, Texas, for urinating on the Alamo. Rihanna was born this week in 1988. Frank Sinatra sang before a live audience for the last time this week in 1995.
This week in music history.
This week in 1960, Jimi Hendrix made his stage debut at a Seattle high school. Iconic Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain was born this week in 1967. This week in 1973, the Byrds made their final live appearance. This week in 1976, the Eagles' Greatest Hits became the first album to be certified platinum by the RIAA, selling 1 million copies.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, it's time for us to get up out of here. Well, Dan's already out of here because he is headed over to the One Step Children's Oncology Charity Poker event tonight, which I will be headed over to as well. This transition is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Now through February 28th, they are offering employee pricing on every new vehicle they sell. And it's Ram Truck Month. Hurry in today or visit driveantioch.com. Joe Ostrowski and Barry Rosner are in the building. They will be talking to you about everything that has happened today, whether it be Bulls or other things in the news, little tidbits. And they'll have the actual sound of John Paxson and Gar Foreman at, what, 6:15 or so?
If they ever come up. If it actually ever happens. Never happen. We don't know that for sure, that they're going to emerge from the cave.
I'm with you,
and
Barry.
Speak to us. I am really, really, really upset. And it is for this reason.
Why?
Summer's over. I'm upset. Summer's over.
What do you mean?
I was really enjoying summer for the last 6 days, and it's over.
Yeah.
And I miss it very much.
It's like 39 degrees tomorrow, something like that.
It's not very pleasant out there right now.
Yeah?
It's raining, and it's cold.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's bad. And I was just starting to figure some stuff out.
What, golf-wise?
What's that?
Golf-wise?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Back nine yesterday.
Barry's like, screw the trade deadline. Damn this weather.
What I'm angry about.
Yeah, damn Gar Foreman and John Paxson.
I have no Bulls outrage at all.
No, I got
I don't. I have no Bulls outrage at all. None of this surprises me. None of this disturbs me. It's just the Bulls. I mean, it's to be expected. It's really, as a longtime Bulls observer, is there any part of today that surprises you?
Nope. Yeah. Business as usual.
Okay.
And business is good. That's the thing. Like business, business is good for them.
I know I shouldn't have been surprised, but I still was a little surprised, even for them. I didn't expect Jimmy Butler to be traded at all. Mm-mm. Didn't think that was going to happen. But to hear Adrian Wojnarowski, I was watching it three times, say that they were looking for pieces of the Celtics core and not those Brooklyn draft picks. Are you kidding me?
There are conflicting reports on that now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's...
I will trust Woj, but...
Yeah, if Adrian Wojnarowski says it, it's usually gold.
And it could be...
Of course, he's missed before, but I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I also trust him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish I knew more about exactly...
Like, he didn't specify if they were protected picks or not, like, with some consideration where it's like, okay, if this happens, then you don't get that pick. It's a swap instead of an outright, like...
Yeah, it might not be as bad as it sounds, but it probably is.
Yeah.
It's probably.
Shut it
what
down.
Do you think? Likely, given the history, it probably is.
Yeah, to preside over that mess and all the other... decent things that are happening in the sports, because I know there's some spring training tidbits. I saw Ruzny Castillo was already on the nerves of one John Farrell a couple of days in down there in Boston. So there's a lot of things happening in the world of sports, and I'm sure Barry Rosner and Joe Ostrowski will get into it with you. Some thank yous before we get up out of here. Our guests, Joe Cowley and Taj Gibson. We'd like to thank Taj for jumping on with us. Our video coordinator, our watch670thescore.com, Brian Gertsch.
Hey, Simeon, have a happy birthday week, all right, man? Okay, let's drop that one.
I think that's the way the Bulls fans are ending their night. Talking to, of course, the Chicago Bulls. Nick Szepkowski.
Panda, 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 panda.
That's exactly the way Nick says it as well. And our guy, the audio overlord, the sound architect, Chris Tannehill.
I knew a guy, Vivek, you know, and his friends, kind of venture capitalists, these young rich kids, you know what I'm saying? And I don't got no money.
Look at me.
I would have money if there were no sports.
All right, Norm. Thank you so much. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. A lot of things happening, so yeah, that's Norm McDonald. Anytime Barry gets a laugh out of anything, I'm delighted by it. All right, Barry Rosner and Joey Strowski coming up next. Maybe we'll see you tonight at the Children's Oncology Poker event. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For Dan Bernstein, I'm Jason Goff. Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Let's play some cards.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Home of America's best one.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks, and I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case, and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
Doubt. CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Matt is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store. And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub? A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah?